pride, purple pride.
The Pride Report with Fernando Jackson.
All right, this is the rebooted version of Purple Pride with Fernando Jackson. I'm your host, Fernando. Coming up on this, we're going to talk about the Vikings' upcoming game against the San Francisco 49ers, a team in which they have identical records with overall in their history. The teams come in at 22-22-1 against each other, including five playoff matches. But before we get started, I want to play one of my favorite clips of a Vikings versus 49ers.
Receivers left and right, Favre out of the shotgun, Chester to his right. Third down, 12 seconds to go in the game, Niners lead by four. Favre back to pass, pumps to the left, 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone. It's caught! It's Greg Lewis! Touchdown! Oh my heavens! Greg Lewis, welcome to Minnesota! Greg Lewis's first catch has given the Minnesota Vikings an improbable victory. No flags on the field. Brett Favre, Greg Lewis. How do you like that?
I love that play. I hope you were at that game. I was able to be lucky enough to be at that game. Oh, man, it was a great game. Vikings 49ers, the goal of this episode, or all of them this year, is to have an opponent, a fan from the opponent the Vikings are playing come on. And for this episode, I talked to, before this episode, I talked to about five or six different fans to see if they wanted to join us, Skype in, come over and record, but they were all too scared to talk about how terrible their team would be this year. They lost almost half their defensive starters, and honestly, Colin Kaepernick, no good. I mean, he's good if he can get in the open field and running, but running quarterbacks do not have longevity in the NFL. And see, that's why I wanted a 49er fan to come on here, so it's not a one-sided bias trip on how the Vikings are going to destroy him, so we could hear maybe why they think that the 49ers actually have a chance in this game. The last four out of the last five meetings between the Vikings and 49ers have gone the Vikings' way, including a 3-0 mark at home. They are 1-1 in San Fran during the 2000s. And so yeah, San Fran went through a long stretch in the 2000s, came back to life, and then for some reason got rid of possibly one of the top five head coaches in the league because of some management issues. So I see the 49ers finishing this year last place in that very talented NFC West. And they're going to start off struggling in week one against the Vikings because, I mean, it's two words. It's Adrian Peterson. If they can slow him down, that means you got Mike Wallace one-on-one on the outside. Charles Johnson is going to emerge. I think he'll have 1,000 yards this year. And look out for rookie wide receiver Stephon Diggs. I like him in the punt game and just as a slot receiver. Him and Jarius Wright, both tiny, quick dudes who can take it to the house at any time. If you're focusing too much on Adrian, that is what is going to happen. It's going to be all Vikings all day. Because of all day. Because everyone wants to stop him before the passing game. And Teddy B, the way he flourished at the end of last year, the way he's looked in the preseason this year, top 10 quarterback this year. If he's a top 10 quarterback with the number one running back, that's playoffs, homeboy. And we can knock off those pesky whatchamacallums. Packers in the NFC North. But yeah, matchup I'm looking forward to. I want to see Adrian Peterson versus 49er linebacker Bowman. Bowman, the only really above average defensive star, I think, coming back. Maybe they have some others. I haven't done a lot of research. That was where that 49er fan coming in would have helped out. But if he can stop Adrian after maybe a 4 or 5 yard gain, keep him under, from stopping him from breaking the long ones, 49ers might have a chance. All the Vikings really have to do defensively, stop the run and contain Colin Kaepernick. If Kaepernick can't get outside the pocket, or even if he does, just have somebody out there waiting for him. I say have a spy on him. I say put Anthony Barr on him all day. Anthony Barr, quick linebacker who can lay you out in a second. I say give Anthony Barr spy on Kaepernick all game. Keep him there. Get him frustrated. He'll throw a couple picks. Harrison Smith can come into the mix with that, do a couple pick sixes. I don't know. I'm just thinking outside the box. I think this could be a one-sided game. I mean, I think Vikings defense has the potential of being top five, and they'll slow down San Fran. And Vikings offense is going to be very dynamic with Norv Turner leading it and having Adrian Peterson back last year. Last year in week one against the Rams, Adrian didn't do much, but the Rams were so focused in on him, we were able to spread the ball out a few plays downfield. Again, when he wasn't in there, they weren't as focused, and then Patterson took a bun to the house. Vikings destroyed the Rams in that opener because Adrian took a lot of pressure off the QB, and that's what he's going to do all this year. That's why I do not miss Christian Ponder, because Ponder had the best opportunity any quarterback could have with Adrian Peterson. Sorry, not to name drop Ponder, but you suck, Ponder. All right, final prediction. I don't know. Vikings could get up in the 30s with this one. Just keep handing it off to Adrian, and I see them keeping San Fran under 20 points in this game. Let's go 13-31, Vikings destroying the 49ers. What I really wanted to say was 49-3, but that might be pushing it a bit.
He currently holds the world record in Pac-Man. If only he had put his initials in. While in Paris, he visited the Eiffel Tower and didn't bother to look. He visited the Colosseum to use the bathroom. He met Stephen Hawking and asked him, "What time is it?"
"I don't prefer to find things interesting, but I'll drink a beer."
He is the most uninterested man in the world.
All right, we're back, and we are going to go over our picks for the week. We already missed one game. The New England-Pittsburgh game happened. And, yeah, New England looked pretty good. Tom Brady getting pissed off. That's what he does. That's what Adrian's going to do, too. You got Tom Brady coming back being told he was going to be shelled. So he wants to stick it to the NFL. Adrian, he wants to stick it to everybody because of his alleged... And let's not even talk about that. All right, games this week. Week one, it's so hard to predict week one with all... I mean, everyone's coming back. You got new faces on teams. You don't know how they're going to gel together. But week one, my picks, I feel pretty good about them. I got... With the Colts traveling to Buffalo, I have the Buffalo Bills upsetting the Colts. The Colts don't always get off to a quick start. And Buffalo's defense with Rex Ryan, I think will give Andrew Luck some problems. Again, he's got new receiver, Andre Johnson. And running back Frank Gore, who, again, he's over 30, as Adrian is. They say 30-year-old's kind of the pinnacle for the running back. But I think it'll be a rough start for that team to gel together, and I think Buffalo's hungry. Haven't been to the playoffs since the 98 season. It was the Music City Miracle was the last time they went. They are hungry. The franchise is. The fans are. I think that they're going to do enough to at least get second or third, maybe the second or third or first or second wild card spot in the AFC. I like Buffalo upsetting the Colts on the road. Again, they're only 2.5-point underdogs. But I like that one. Up next, the fucking Packers going up against the Chicago Bears. Packers are 6.5-point favorites in this one. Maybe it's because I hate the Packers so much. But I do want the Chicago. I think the Chicago Bears have a chance to at least keep it close. Again, Jay Cutler's got he should have a chip on his shoulder. He goes into every season projected to be a top-tier quarterback and comes up every year looking like the exact opposite. So I think they start off all right. Again, everyone kind of starts off slow. You got to gel together. Packers, Cobb's a little dinged up. Jordy Nelson out for the year. I like the Bears to keep it close. And I'm going to say Chicago can come away with an upset in week one. All right, next game. Oh, this is going to be a good one. The Seahawks traveling to St. Louis. Two defensive powerhouses. And Seattle, who's been NFC Kings for the last two seasons. I'm going to go with St. Louis on this one. They are 4-point underdogs. Let me tell you, St. Louis's defense with a quarterback that can stay healthy all year. I don't know if Nick Foles can do that, but they got some good receivers, they got some good running backs, and they got a great defense. I can see St. Louis challenging Seattle for that division this year. I have them coming in second place, possibly one of the wild card spots if they don't win the division. But I like St. Louis in the home opener against Seattle. All right, up next we have the Jets at Cleveland. Now this is only a 3-point Jets, 3-point favorite on the Jets side. I think this should be more. I think the Jets are going to be pretty good this year. Well, when I say pretty good, I mean better than the last couple of years. Cleveland might have the number one overall pick in the draft this year. Defense is okay, but quarterback, Johnny Football or Josh McCown? I think I said his name right. I don't even know how to say his name. They both suck. This is why I am going to take the Jets, and I think it'll be much more than a 3-point favorite. Jets will destroy. Again, sticking with, I think the best division in football this year will be the AFC East. I just said the powerful NFC West, but I think the AFC East will be better. Up next, we have Miami taking on Washington. Washington's quarterback situation is pretty much the same as Cleveland's, maybe a little better. But again, Miami's defense getting Ndamukong Suh in there, their offense looking great down the stretch. Miami will challenge the Patriots for that division this year. They could win it. They're the only other team to win the division, I believe, over the last decade. It's been Miami. So I think they're going to keep that trend. They'll somehow get a division win in there, or division title for 2015. After that, we have Carolina taking on Jacksonville. Both teams that underachieved last year. Carolina was lucky to be in the worst division last year, winning their division with just 7 wins. Jacksonville, poor Jacksonville. They have been terrible since David Garrard, or early on David Garrard. I don't know what to think about this game. Both teams that came into the league together as expansion teams in 94, both of them have been to the NFC Championship game. Has Jacksonville? Maybe they haven't. But Carolina, only one out of the two to be to the Super Bowl. Carolina is a 3-point favorite. I think Jacksonville will get better this year, but it's not going to start off well. They will lose week one to Carolina. Carolina's D's good. Cam Newton, just a tad overrated in my books, will come out and do well, probably. What do we got after that? After that, we have Houston and KC. Two defensive-minded teams with two mediocre quarterbacks, especially KC. Alex Smith, I don't know. He's one of those guys. He's like Andy Dalton. He just does enough to keep his job. I hate to say it, but Alex Smith. The Chiefs aren't going to go anywhere for a while because Alex Smith will be there for at least 3 more years, and it's just going to be average at best. So with that, in Houston, I think that defense, J.J. Watt, he just finds a way to the quarterback every time. Alex Smith will get frustrated. Yet, I mean, when's the last time they had a wide receiver catch a touchdown? That might happen in this game, but I can see it not happening. I like Houston over KC. Okay, after that, a very interesting matchup. The Saints, who had a very bad year as compared to previous seasons, they are taking on the Arizona Cardinals, who, if Carson Palmer would have stayed healthy last year, might have been able to win that NFC West. But struggling down the stretch, they could not do it. Tough one. I think the Saints will come out and put up a few more points. I like the Saints' offense more than the Cardinals. Of course, I like the Cardinals' defense more than the Saints' defense. But I think New Orleans has Brandon Cooks. They got a couple more playmakers. And I'll take Drew Brees over Carson Palmer any day. Saints take down the Cardinals. All right, up next. This is a tough game. A very close one. We have the Detroit Lions, who a lot of people are projecting to finish second in the NFC North behind the Packers and ahead of the Vikings, which I can't see happening. They are playing the San Diego Chargers. San Diego is where we are broadcasting this podcast, Purple Pride with Fernando Jackson, from. I kind of want both these teams to lose, to be honest. I like watching both of them lose. But if I'm going to pick one of them, what do I want? I'm going to go with San Diego at home. Home game. San Diego's D should be all right. They're going to be thin at the tight end position, with Gates being out the first 4 and their backup tight end, I think it's Ladarius Green, being injured or concussed during the preseason. So we'll see how the Chargers can do, but they usually start off fairly hot. Detroit could be anything, good or bad. You never know with Detroit. All right, after that, we have Denver and Baltimore. Denver coming in at 4.5-point favorites. And a lot of talk about Peyton Manning losing some zip on the ball. He struggled down the stretch last year. They talk about getting a heavy dose of running the ball to kind of save his arm strength near the end of the season. I just think he's getting too old. But with that, it is the beginning of the season. Peyton Manning always starts off great. I'm going with the Denver Broncos to start off the season, taking on the Baltimore Ravens, beating that 4.5-point spread. All right, after that, we got Cincinnati and Oakland. Cincinnati at 3.5-point favorites. I'm high on Oakland this year. I think Derek Carr is good enough to win. They might not make the playoffs, but they'll at least get to the 500 mark. And I think they start off taking down Andy Dalton and the Bengals in week one. Rookie wide receiver Amari Cooper could be offensive rookie of the year if Stephon Diggs doesn't get that. If Stephon Diggs doesn't get that spot. But, yeah, Amari Cooper and Derek Carr coming into his own. The defense is improving. Khalil Mack's all over the field. Andy Dalton, you know what? He's gotten his chances. He's gotten to the playoffs every year, but he cannot get over the hump. Even any primetime game, Monday Night Football or the playoffs, he is a choke artist. I like Oakland in the season opener over the Raiders. All right, up next we have, for the fifth time in the NFL, the number one overall pick will be a quarterback, and he will be facing against the number two overall pick, who is also a quarterback, Tampa Bay and Jameis Winston, Tennessee, Marcus Mariota. Tampa Bay currently has a 3-point advantage in the point spread, and I think they can surpass that I'm not going to say an easy win, but I think they can have their way with Tennessee. Their defense is a little bit better, and I like their weapons on the outside. Mike Evans might not play in this game, but you still have Vincent Jackson and their tight end with the hyphenated last name. I'll do some more research before my next podcast to know what that's going to be all about. But I like Jameis Winston more than Mariota. Mariota's going to use his legs a lot more. I think Winston, in the end, will get the victory. Tampa Bay, victorious. I think that would be one-third of their win total from last year. Maybe half of their win total. All right, after that, Sunday Night Football. Of course, it's going to be the NFC East. Dallas Cowboys and New York Giants. Dallas has won 3 in a row against the Giants. Eli getting a new contract. I think he's, we're talking about overrated and Cam Newton. I think we can go overrated with Eli Manning, too. Two-time Super Bowl champion. A lot of that having to do with his defense. But, Dallas at 6-point favorites. I don't know. At the running back position, they say anyone can run behind that offensive line, so they didn't need DeMarco Murray. They could easily take whoever they got. But I like the Dallas Cowboys to Tony Romo to throw a few interceptions, and I think New York Giants with Odell Beckham Jr. and Eli Manning to Beckham Jr., they are going to be victorious. And the final game, we already talked about the Vikings 49ers, Philadelphia and Atlanta. Philadelphia, 3-point favorites. I think this will be a shootout, and I think Philadelphia has just a few more tricks up their sleeves where they are going to take down the Atlanta Falcons, again, in a shootout. Might be a 70-point outburst combined in the game. All right, those are my picks of this week, week one of the 2015 NFL. Also, of course, all year long, I'm going to try not to be overly biased towards the purple and gold, but you know what? We'll see what happens. They will take down San Fran. Please share podcasts, or if you have any comments, please comment on our page. We love hearing feedback, positive and negative. Again, Vikings will destroy San Fran Monday Night Football. Once again, Paul Allen from 2009.
Two receivers left and right. Favre out of the shotgun. Chester to his right. Third down. 12 seconds to go in the game. Niners lead by 4. Favre back to pass. Pumps to the left. 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure. Fires to the end zone. It's caught! It's Greg Lewis! Touchdown! Oh, my heavens! Greg Lewis! Welcome to Minnesota! Oh, my heavens! Greg Lewis's first catch has given the Minnesota Vikings an improbable victory. No flags on the field. Brett Favre, Greg Lewis. How do you like that?